Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Friday edition of this transmission, Real Talk Radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family. And we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have wide open phones throughout this Friday edition today. We're going to go to your calls early in the next segment, kind of the C-SPAN format, where any newspaper report you wish to discuss, any television report you wish to comment on, you are welcome. President Bush gave his little speech last night there in the French Quarter of New Orleans, of Sin City, and he just promised the world to everybody, and they're talking about $200 billion, and the pundits said, this is wonderful. The Democratic leaders did. They said, he sounds like FDR, or he sounds like LBJ. But then the facts began to come out this morning that of the big contracts, over 70 of them that have been awarded in the New Orleans area, only two of them have been to local, that is, Louisiana companies. So Bush promises all these, you know, special considerations for local businesses to help them. Don't hold your breath. It's going to be a giant pork barrel sucking and bleeding. You wonder why Chris Matthews and all of them on TV were, well, this isn't going to be corrupt this time. We're going to get on top of it and make sure there's no pork barrel and people with their hands out and carpetbaggers coming from the carpetbagger. And that's just so you all get behind the $200 billion so they can suck it all up. I mean, I'm all for giving the people of this Gulf area a hand up. Then they had Lieutenant Governor Landrieu on, and he said, you will pay us 100%. You will give it to us. And I really didn't like that attitude from Mr. Landrieu. You know, I haven't watched television in years. On a regular basis, I watch clips of it online. I read the synopsis of news reports. I read the text of news reports. But this hurricane has sucked me back into watching television at least 30 minutes a day. And I watched about 2 hours last night laying in bed, taking some allergy medicine, so I was having trouble sleeping. Boy, did that stuff finally work. I finally found some allergy medicine that worked. I got to give it a plug today. Problem is, you're not going to be sleeping. But, side issue, and it was just unbelievable. And they had Tucker Carlson up there calling Bush basically a socialist, and even beady-eyed Scarborough was saying, what's wrong with Bush? So this is just complete theater, folks. Bush is being hung out to dry. Meanwhile, the globalists are going to get more funding, more control, more police state. Bush has always been a puppet. He is a puppet, and they're turning on the puppet, at least for now. Later, you know, I'm sure they'll resurrect him. I mean, they always do this. It's like all the lavish worship of George Bush Sr. or of William Jefferson Clinton. But regardless, they're puppets. Congressman says hijacker documents destroyed. Well, what hasn't the government destroyed concerning 9/11? They got to cover up the inside job, so we'll get into that. Britain proposes longer detention without charge in terror cases. Exactly what our government is doing. A church lady, 76 years old, starving to death, who was seen taking some sausage. That's what she was caught by police. She's now in prison, facing felony charges. Meanwhile, police videotape looting won't get in trouble. And police beating innocent people won't get in trouble. And police who didn't bring aid to the folks won't get in trouble, but then the nursing home administrators are going to go to the pen.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Friday, the 16th day of September 2005. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm not going to spend all day on this. You know, we have really serious news like, well, new revelations concerning the communist Chinese government not just killing political dissidents and selling their organs to the highest bidder, but melting down the murdered victims of this criminal state and then packaging it into many of the cosmetics that women apply to their faces and inject into their lips and that men inject into other unnamed places. Now, we have serious issues like that to deal with. Or Bill Clinton launching this new expanded United Nations move for world government, as we predicted so many years ago. We could see the pre-positioning. Or the moves now across the country from Texas to New London, Connecticut, to start confiscating the property without just compensation because private interest want it. I mean, all of this is going on and happening. Judges are ruling they can secretly hold Americans for no reason, even if it's non-terror related, and hold you in camps forever. You know, all this is happening. And what is the country discussing? George Bush's potty note. Can I go to the potty? And then the spin out of the White House is, and by the Drudge Report is, well, it looks like that photo was photoshopped. And then Reuters goes, yes, it was photoshopped. And then the media runs around the neocons. They altered it. They doctored it. And then you read what Reuters actually said about it. All they did was blow the photo up. I mean, many times, I'm a photographer in my own right. I don't claim to be a great one, but I got a couple 35-millimeter cameras, a couple digital cameras, and I take pictures of lizards in trees and birds in bushes and of trains at the train station and, you know, the moon. And I like taking photos. I take photos all the time. I carry a camera in my pocket. And routinely, when I'm looking at a photo on the computer and there's something off in the distance, say a herd of deer that I took a picture of at 200 yards, I will, the cameras themselves blow up the photos, digital cameras. I will zoom in on the deer. And that's all Reuters did, is zoom in. I mean, obviously, Reuters wasn't allowed to get up near his gracious leaders, the supreme maximum leader. You can't get close to the supreme dear great leader from which all goodness flows. I mean, obviously, Reuters was up above him with a long lens and took a photo to begin with, and then they blew that up. Oh, my gosh, it's doctored. So now no one's going to focus on Bush having to ask permission. I think I need to go potty. Is that okay? Just showing how handled he is, how managed he is. Instead of that, now the big debate is, Reuters blew that photo up. I mean, the neocons don't even say that. They say they altered it. Altered, I tell you. Did you hear? They altered it, I say. And then everyone focuses on, they altered it, they altered it, and don't even know the details. I mean, this is how they'll distract you with, oh, look, a meteorite's about to destroy the Earth. Oh, never mind that. He's got a crooked toenail. Oh, dear. You know, it just shows how we will all distract ourselves from serious issues off onto petty ones. And now I've spent 3 minutes talking about the doctored, the altered, photoshopped photograph. Why Reuters blew the photo up. I mean, it's just so evil. It's so Al-Qaeda-ish. And again, this whole thing in and of itself is a diversion. Bush is the most managed president we've ever had. It doesn't matter. They've all been puppets since they blew Kennedy's head off, folks. They've all been puppets since 1963. Everybody knows that. That's not debatable. And we need to just come to terms with that. I think I may need a bathroom break. Is that going to be possible for me to go potty?
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't ask anybody permission to go to the bathroom. And, again, I thought the president's in command. Why would he ask Rice, who I don't think her intellect is much above Mr. Retarded's. I mean, why would he need to ask her permission? Okay. That's enough on this petty issue that doesn't matter, okay? It's just an illustration. Clinton launching first global summit. An initiative led by former President Clinton to tackle poverty. When you hear that means global taxation. Climate change, when you hear that means a global tax at the wellhead. And other worldwide issues is launching with a gathering of political leaders and activists who are promising to pitch in a must. Put those pledges in writing, Clinton says. And participating is George Soros and many others. And then again, Tony Blair and many others. Condoleezza Rice, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Lord Clinton himself. And again, you have Bush Sr. joined at the hip in a lip lock with L. Clinton. You have Rupert Murdoch
having lavish private meals for 4 hours at a time every week with Hillary Clinton. They're constantly together in secret consultations. And you trust Fox News. I mean, you love being conned, don't you? You just live to be scammed. Again, these neocon followers and these Democratic followers are one step up, one small step up from the full-grown adults that believe WWF wrestling is real. I was in a grocery store last week buying milk, and a large fellow walks over to me who literally seemed like he had an IQ of about 75. And I apologize if he's listening. I'm not trying to be mean, but he goes, "Hi, Alex. Hi, I like you." I thought he was being nice. I said, "Oh, thank you." Shook his hand. He goes, I'm a wrestler. It was like leaning over me. You know, I don't like what you say about wrestling, basically. I just walked off. Because every time I've mentioned that wrestling's fake, I get emails going, "You piece of trash. I'm 45 years old, and I'll pound your head into the ground. Wrestling's real." This is like some weird thing for men that never really were masculine, or men that never had any trials or tribulations. Men who never, I guess, had any type of coming-of-age rites that you went through. I mean, I guess that's kind of what getting into the military is, or being a fireman, or, you know, playing football. Or, you know, all these are kind of simulated male coming-of-age rights. It's like Native Americans would go out on their first raid, their first attack on another tribe. You know, that was their coming-of-age. And so coming-of-age is a simulated watching wrestling. And wrestling, you know, whereas believing in Bill Clinton and George Bush is only a step up from wrestling, believing in professional sports themselves is only a step up. Whereas most of professional sports are real, i.e., there's really a contest going on, it doesn't matter. It's not important. And it's a simulated male masculinity ritual where men no longer go out and actually earn money and do a good job and raise their children and instruct their young. That's manly, folks. No, now they just simulate watching a simulated tribal war. Side issue, I just wanted to repeat that, and I'm not against sports, folks, especially if you participate in them. I think they're good if you're actually playing them. You know, whether it's racquetball or tag football or tennis or swimming or track or whatever it is. But just don't let it be your God. You know, don't tell me you can't figure out politics, but you can figure out all the baseball scores for 50 years. Your country's going down the tubes, men. You might spend a few minutes a day knowing what's going on in the world, knowing what's going on with the dollar's value, know what's going on with DynCorp kidnapping children, or know what's going on with private security firms with foreign troops confiscating guns in New Orleans. You need to find out what's really going on in America and stop being weak, soft punks. All right, we're going to come back and take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. And Clinton is calling for an energizing of world government and a global push, basically with Soros, for world taxation. The same thing Bush is pushing for. Now, again, these guys are joined at the hip. Soros is supposedly this arch enemy of the Bushes. It's pure bull. Pure bull. Among the 800 luminaries expected at Manhattan Hotel for the three-day event, beginning Thursday, are British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Secretary of State Rice, UN Secretary Kofi Annan, and Lord Clinton himself. This conference is not about talk, it's about action, Carson said. Clinton has been very clear that if people aren't here to make a difference, then they aren't at the wrong conference. And they're pushing for world government and for an expanded United Nations. And this is basically a move to energize power base to put Bill Clinton into the Secretary Generalship here in the next few years when Kofi Annan leaves, or to create a new global body which Lord Clinton will sit over. And they're going to be double-teaming us the last few years of Bush's administration, it looks like, with Lord Bush here and Lord Clinton in Europe, and Lord Clinton in New York, God help us. So we'll there's so much other news, folks, but we're going to take your calls when we get back as I rampage on this Friday transmission.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Novio Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com.
Johnny, Gary, and others that are patiently holding. And then I want to get into how the government scapegoating, you know, they go and indict people who were running a nursing home for not doing a good job, which I agree what they did is despicable. Meanwhile, the government is basically invincible. They can do no wrong. They block food and water. 2,000 people in one hospital, over 40 people died. They're begging for food and water, didn't get any food or water for 4 days. But that's okay. And FEMA's on record ordering the helicopters, ordering the military, ordering the police to not save people. Even the head of emergency management there in New Orleans wasn't allowed to get his own mother, and she died. And I can't believe he followed orders. I mean, that's dutiful. Yes, Lord, government, I will let my mother die. Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! I mean, you people are pathetic. I really got to say it. I mean, you would just walk off the end of a cliff if they told you to. Let's go ahead and go to Sheldon in Tucson, Arizona. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you get my message from Violet last night about...
Sir, I know you called me at my home at, and I don't know how you got my number, at 12:30 at night. And I didn't gripe at you when you called my house, and but, I mean, now you're asking if I got messages, and no, I didn't.
Oh, well, that was the tail end of the Larry King show with Dave Gerken on, so...
Do me a favor, don't call my house at 12:30 again.
Okay, I'm sorry. What I wanted to tell you, Alex, is on Frank Whalen's show this morning, have you heard the news about what was on his show?
No, and I appreciate your call, and take care. I mean, my phone rings last night, and I don't even know the person that's on, you know, that's calling me, and then now they call in again on the show. And I try to be nice about it, and it just becomes irritating. You know, this broadcast is you know, not for just all this basic weirdness. Let's go ahead and I'm sorry if I sound irritated. It's just I'm sitting there trying to go to sleep, and the phone's ringing, and end up staying up till 2 in the morning. I just have trouble figuring it out, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Kansas. Brett, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Hey, I am an author, and I was just wondering if I could get your expertise on something. I was wondering if you knew of any novels or books with an anti-NWO message or an NWO message.
Well, I mean, there's thousands of books with a pro-New World Order message, and there's thousands with an anti-New World Order message. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I was just...
But you're talking about a novel form?
Yeah, like a novel form, just, you know, just kind of your recommendations. If somebody,
you know, I have to tell you, when I read fiction, I just go for fiction. I don't... When I'm reading a book about the New World Order, I don't really read a fiction. So I'm not really... I mean, I'm sure 100 people will call in with great novels now, but I'm not really familiar with books about the New World Order in novel form.
Sure, yeah. I'm writing one right now, actually set in the 1960s. Anyway, I'll send you a copy when it comes out. But anyway, I was just, you know, wanting some other input so that I could write the best novel I could, you know.
All right, I really appreciate the call, sir. Take care. Let's go ahead and continue with open phones. Let's talk to Johnny in Connecticut. Go ahead.
Oh, it's Kentucky, man. I'm in Kentucky. Thank you, Mr. Jones. From time to time, you beat the drum about the autism epidemic we got going on here in America, and we just really appreciate that, those of us that are in the field and working with it. A while back, I sent you an article from a periodical where they're now opening these kids up with Valium. And this evil, it's just got to stop. I mean, this is going too far, Mr. Jones. And like I said, I really do appreciate how you bring it up every now and then.
You know, I don't want to have to start this, but Rush Limbaugh about 10 years ago said, everybody's thanking me too much, just say ditto.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and say that, but there's so much news, so much information. Most of these neocons make you grovel to them when you call in. I don't want that.
I hear you.
So please, sir, I mean, why would you don't need to thank me for talking about the fact that 20 years ago, 1 in 25,000 children had autism. Now it's 1 in 168.
There you go.
And it's totally proven that the thimerosal is one of the causes of this. And by the way, they haven't taken the thimerosal, the mercury, out of them. They've actually increased the level of the thimerosal. That's public. That's admitted. And then at the same time, they are doing all sorts of other things with the vaccines that are just incredibly dangerous, as you know, there in Kentucky, Johnny.
The only way to get it out is to keep on repeating it. Hey, well, Chertoff in Russian means son of the devil.
You know, I've heard that, yes. Well, his actions certainly show him to be of his father, the devil, old Beelzebub, old serpent. Anything else you want to add, my friend?
Just have a good weekend, man.
You too. I appreciate your call, Johnny. Sorry I got the state wrong. All right, we'll be back with more calls and a bunch of news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1 month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bush vows biggest relief effort ever. President Bush has promised the U.S. government will do and spend whatever it takes to rebuild the hurricane-hit Gulf Coast. Speaking with his minions, President Bush, after his speech, continued to reiterate that we're going to get the region back on its feet. And this is one of their favorite little things they do. They'll act like they're saying something that they know is really on camera, but they act like that they don't know it's on camera, and then we get some type of little window into what they're really thinking, into what they're really doing. Speaking from New Orleans, Mr. Bush said billions of dollars would be spent on the reconstruction, an unprecedented response to an unprecedented crisis. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin said 3 districts would reopen next week and the French Quarter a week later. But just a few days ago, it was nobody will be in there for 6 months to a year. Give us your guns. You're not allowed to be in the city. You must leave. And people just refused to follow the orders. I mean, they went out and grabbed a few old ladies and a few old men and put it on the news and thought that that would scare everybody into following orders and that they would then leave, but it didn't work. So now they've caved in and said, okay, you can go ahead and come back on into the city now. Everything's okay. But still, this whole thing has been used as a drill for martial law, to acclimate the public, to accept troops on the streets, to accept greater FEMA roles in our lives. But I say that their little test has failed. Their little drill has failed big time. But, of course, it's multifaceted. Now they want $200 billion to, quote, rebuild the region. And already out of the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of contracts that have been given for the cleanup, only a couple of them were given to Louisiana companies, much less New Orleans companies. So this talk about this revitalization Gulf Economic Development region, very, very suspicious, going to be a huge, I mean, it always is, but I would say this is going to take the cake for just huge, out-of-control pork barrel and sweetheart deals. I mean, look at Iraq. We had presidents that had to leave office. We've had speakers of the House that have had to leave office. We've had politicians go down in disgrace for 1/100th of the war profiteering that this administration has engaged in, but they're given a free pass on it. Meanwhile, talking about 9/11, Congressman says hijacker documents destroyed. Now remember, the FAA tapes were ordered destroyed, the FBI files have been destroyed, the records get destroyed. I mean, at every turn, they haul the steel away under guard to large barges taking the rubble, to including body parts, to communist China for smelting. A GPS satellite tracker was put on each piece of metal, and if a truck driver even stopped for 20 minutes for a hot dog or a hamburger, they were fired because those beams were blown apart by precision charges. All the evidence shows it. So we have this long train of cover-ups and lies and declaring national security on the firefighter transmission tapes and the police and other EMS tapes. And now we have this. You know, we have them telling FBI agent Robert Wright, you'll be arrested if you tell the people what you know. And then all he can say is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. And then we have this. I mean, literally, folks, there are hundreds of other examples. I'm trying to just give you a few from memory. But this is the Associated Press, carried by USA Today today. Congressman says hijacker documents destroyed. A Pentagon employee was ordered to destroy documents that identified Mohammed Atta as a terrorist 2 years before the 2001 attacks, a congressman said Thursday. Again, Pentagon employee was ordered to destroy documents that identified Mohammed Atta as a terrorist 2 years before the 2001 attacks, a congressman said Thursday. The employee is prepared to testify next week before the Senate Judiciary Committee and was expected to name the person who ordered him to destroy the large volume of documents, to Representative Kurt Weldon, Republican from Pennsylvania. And you can bet this is going to be allowed because it was Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody in Bill Clinton's administration that ordered it, so see, now it's going to be more partisan politics. Which we've always said Bill Clinton protected Al-Qaeda. We've always talked about how Jordan and Sudan and Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan all wanted to nab Bin Laden, and Bill Clinton said, no, 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 because he's an operative. We've had the former head of the main U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh on this program, who was ordered to let dozens of known terrorists, including Atta and others, into the country. He said they're on a terrorist watch list. And they said it's part of a secret anti-terror training op. These men work for us. I had Springman on 3 years ago, folks, who was the head of the embassy. Do you understand? Being told, let them in. They work for us. Do you understand that? I'm not trying to be obnoxious here, but of course we're going to have government agents coming forward now saying that the Clinton administration ordered them to destroy files naming Atta as a terrorist. See, the whole government is an evil. So when good CIA or good defense intelligence or good FBI or good state police get evidence that somebody's a terrorist and it goes into a file, it's got to be expunged. Because they had plans for ETA, who was part of the drill, part of a simulated hijacking drill. Actor James Woods went public days after 9/11, a week before 9/11, or 2 weeks before, he was on a flight from New York to L.A., and there were these four guys on board, including ETA, simulating hijacking, and he got off the plane and freaked out and told police, and the FBI came to him and said, "You shut your mouth about this or you'll be arrested. This is national security, buddy." I mean, come on, folks. And then they leave cars with their admissions in it and leave Korans at the topless bar while they swill whiskey. "I'm going to fly planes into buildings tomorrow." They were told to go out and drill and to, quote, test the agencies and see if they were flagrant about this plan. They thought they were simulating Operation Bojinka. And they were told they went out and flagrantly did all this, you know, to test and see if they got busted. And boy, did they have a surprise when the gas was released and those planes locked down, and of course they were all dead before they started slamming into buildings. And folks, that's what happened, okay? It's in martial law. We detail it. We document it. It's totally, totally provable. That's what happened. That's what all the evidence shows. You have to be a conspiracy theorist not to believe it. You have to be a coincidence theorist. So now here's another one, just to add to the piles of hundreds. And again, it shows not that it's Bill Clinton's fault or not that it's George Bush's fault, that they're just idiots, as you're going to hear in the news. No. It shows they're in collusion carrying out the operation. Remember all the FBI agents that tried to bust them and stop them. "Hey, they're planning to fly planes into buildings. We've got them. Let me search the computer." No. No. You're not allowed to. Head of counterterrorism, Mr. O'Neill, FBI, he told the British News a week after he resigned, "Well, why did you resign?" "Well, because our government's going to let bin Laden attack the trade towers as a pretext to invade Afghanistan." See, he didn't even get the full picture. They got rid of him on 9/11. So everywhere you have this, folks. A Pentagon employee was ordered to destroy documents that identified Mohammed Atta as a terrorist 2 years before the 2001 attacks, a congressman said Thursday. And it goes on, "The employee is prepared to testify next week before the Senate Judiciary Committee and was expected to name the person who ordered him to destroy the large volume of documents, Representative Kurt Weldon, Republican, Pennsylvania. Weldon declined to name the employee, citing confidentiality matters. Weldon described the documents as 2.5 terabytes, as much as one-fourth of all the printed materials in the Library of Congress," he added. A Senate Judiciary Committee said that the witness for Wednesday's hearing had not been finalized and could not confirm Weldon's comments. Weldon has said that Atta, the mastermind of the attacks on September 11th, and three other hijackers were identified in 99 by a classified military intelligence unit known as Able Danger, which identified and determined that there could be members of an Al-Qaeda cell. And again, this shows Bush knew about all this. It shows Clinton knew about all this. Of course they knew. They had the specific memo 2 weeks before saying bin Laden determined to attack, use jetliners in the buildings. And then Rice, "We had never heard, we had never seen, we had never imagined." When 2 weeks before at the ranch, she's reading this report to Bush. Well, of course he knew about it. That's like going to the Mafia Don and going, "Mafia Don, our men in this Capo region are going to be hijacking some trucks tonight. They're going to be carjacking. I mean, oh, really? Tell me something I didn't know." Of course, Bush is so out of the loop asking if he can use the potty. I said the way he sat there about the little goat story, I mean, you know, he's clearly a puppet. Maybe Bush doesn't know. I mean, he certainly knows now. I mean, again, we have a government above this government. All right, I'm ranting and raving. That is just a couple articles, and I've literally got about 100 of them. Here's some of the other ones. British government proposes longer detention without charge in terror cases. Sausage, looted or not, puts elderly church leader in prison, AP. Marilyn Matten undoubtedly stands out in the prison where she has been held since Hurricane Katrina. The 73-year-old church, never before in trouble with the law, now sleeps among hardened criminals. Her bail is set at $50,000. Her offense, police say, the grandmother from New Orleans took $63 in goods from a looted deli the day after Katrina struck. So she went into a deli and got some, got 10 sandwiches, which is valued at $60, $63, and she's facing. And again, folks, we have the cops openly with their faces and their badges in New Orleans loading giant shopping carts full of stereos and high heels and T-shirts and telling reporters back off. Nothing's going to happen to those guys. Because they're gods. We're slaves. They're gods. But they're going to prosecute old ladies, folks. It's they always target the weakest. And, you know, if I was stuck in New Orleans and I didn't have any food, of course I do have food, but I wouldn't have to, in waterproof containers, but freeze-dried. But if I didn't have food and my family was hungry, you bet I'd go break down doors and take food. You bet I'd go to Walmart. I'd go to Target. I'd go to Kroger. I'd go to HEB. I'd go wherever I had to and get food. But see, they didn't bring food in for 4 days. Her case, a day and a half. They didn't bring food in for 4 days. People went after food, and they called them looters. And yeah, there were scumbag drug addicts and some real looters, of course. But the other people were just foraging for food. They did this on purpose. FEMA has war-gamed all this. They knew what happened. And then they give you the spectacle, and now they get to have the police state. And they're now charging these people that were running this nursing home. And 20-something people died at one place, and it is horrible that the managers didn't go there and help them. It is horrible that they left. But it's even worse that a congressman, you know, 2 days into it, had the National Guard flying him around with armored truck convoys under the helicopters to get his paintings and safety deposit box out of his house. And that piece of trash, I mean, I got stronger language for him, but I won't use it. He needs to be charged with just criminal neglect. He needs to spend at least 10 years in the pen. But he won't. Don't you worry. He'll probably get some big, fat building contracts or something. And FEMA that jammed the ham radios, that jammed the emergency communications, that jammed all the police frequencies, we need to find out who gave that order, and they need to be charged with murder. And the people that went and cut police communications lines, the FEMA, they need to be charged with just treason, high treason, in time of disaster. I mean, that's the equivalent of somebody stabbing the tires of the fire department vehicles and then going and setting a fire. It's unspeakable, folks. So the government's going to go crucify a bunch of people who have not done one-tenth of what they've done. Let's go to who's up next here? Gary in Tennessee and then Kurt. And Gary, go ahead and finish up. Then we're going to get a report from Steve Mason on the anti-Minutemen crowd here in Austin. Go ahead, Gary.
There you go, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. I've got one question and two topics I want you to touch upon. Question is, this deal over in Louisiana with the mayor talking about the military out there with firearms and different things, you know, about people coming back in. They've got a rude awakening, you know, if they think they're going to do different things or whatever. I want to get your take on that, if you can further go on with that a little bit. And the two topics is the case with the bubonic plague, three mice that was just disappeared, and this thing with the Asian flu.
You're talking with the first one. You're talking about Texas Tech 3 years ago when the plague came up missing.
No, they were talking on the news here a few nights ago about three mice that were injected with the bubonic plague. All right, they came up missing shortly after, and now they're talking about this winter. It's kind of like a.
Oh, I did hear that report. I haven't seen it. Number one, bubonic plague is very weak if you've got a lot of vitamin C and other things like garlic. Also, you get it from fleas, generally, that are on rats. So if you don't have a rodent problem combined with a flea problem, I'm not worried about a couple of mice that have bubonic plague. Bubonic plague does show up every few years, the bacterial infection in humans. in the United States, but it's readily treatable. It was really bad, though, in flea-infested medieval Europe and killed around 40% of the population. Your statement about the military confiscating guns, they did do that with the police. At the first chance they got, there was a huge backlash against it, and now they've backed off of it, it looks like, for now, though there is still some selective gun confiscation, and it just is despicable.
Right.
And as for ordering millions of injections of this bird flu, I mean, they're really hyping that as another created crisis, which I think the globalists may use for total martial law, and I believe New Orleans has been a perfect drill for them.
Now, this thing with the mayor talking about, you know, people coming back in to New Orleans next week, he was talking about, you know, the military having, you know, M16s and
I heard him shoot his mouth off. If you think you're going to cause problems, yeah, I know, just more government's your God. I'm a big, tough guy. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. You're bringing up amazing points, Gary. And then I'm going to go to Steve Mason, who's going to give us a quick report on anti-Minutemen groups in Austin.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Up what you were saying, sir?
All right, I was kind of curious, you know, is it, do you think that'll be a continuing thing in Louisiana with the military occupied there? They were talking, you know, with a curfew from dusk to dawn.
Exactly. Now it's going to be a city modeled with the population in it, with the troops stomping around, ordering everybody about. And it's the same thing for the entire region. And a lot of these troops have been trained in Iraq in these very same type of Very same type of operations.
Is this like a step towards the streets being occupied, you know, soldiers walking and riding the streets and, you know, the things that we've been hearing about over the years? What do you think?
Yes, sir, it absolutely is, and I appreciate the call. But, look, I'm not an expert on what's happened in the Gulf region, but I have read what the experts are saying, and I've read what locals are saying. And the disaster of the displaced population is huge and expensive. And there is massive damage, tens of thousands of destroyed homes. But to say it's going to cost $200 billion is an exaggeration. And to, you know, I mean, first they said the city would be uninhabitable forever. Then they said 2 years. Then they said a year. Now they said people can start moving back in next week. You know, already only 40% of the city's underwater. So the government really hyped all this up. And I'm not trying to say it's not a huge disaster, but by hyping it up and then accentuating the crises by not letting aid get in, they get to then get more funds and control. Let's go to Steve Mason, who does Texas Frontline, local TV show here in Austin, and the anti-Minutemen. A lot of them are well-meaning idiots, but they're led by hardcore socialists. They're out calling anybody who is against open borders evil racist, I guess including all the Hispanics that are against it, and 87% of Americans in major polls. And but they had a rally yesterday, and it kind of turned into a peace rally instead, but there's going to be another one this weekend here in Austin. Steve, give us an update.
I'm going to read this straight out of the Austin Chronicle from today on page 19. Texas's immigrant community will converge on the Capitol Saturday, September 17th, for the Protest the Minutemen Rally for the Dream event. Representative Lloyd Doggett, City Councilmember Raul Alvarez, LULAC National President Hector Flores, Arizona State Representative Kirsten Sinema, join UT Longhorn LULAC Council and some other of these Hispanic groups. And
again, folks, they're openly protesting and saying they want no border. And they're celebrating Mexican independence right now. And it was on the news last night that this is really Mexico and we're taking over. I mean, it's such an arrogant attitude.
Yes. Yes. And you will notice Lloyd Doggett, our congressman, marching with these people.
Well, I know you want me to go down there and bullhorn them. I just...
No, I don't want you to bullhorn them. I just want somebody...
Well, I think I might. I don't know.
I need somebody to take photos of it, especially of Doggett. Doggett marched with these illegal aliens, or they had the illegal alien immigrant ride or whatever.
And this is going to be tomorrow.
Yes, it's starting at 4 o'clock. And it's also listed in the among all the events, the Mexican Independence Day events and yesterday's Statesman, although they don't tell you what it's about what this one, this particular event, is about.
Oh, by the way, the UT does not allow, they canceled decades ago, Texas Independence. It is considered evil and bad and horrible. Meanwhile, they sponsor Spanish independence and say this is Mexico. Why would the big fat bankers and UT with $30 billion in their funds, why would the evil whitey be promoting it? Because they hate America. It's a globalist plan to break this country up. And for all the supremacists, the Mexican supremacists, you're a bunch of idiots being led around by the nose. And that's why you're slaves in Mexico, and that's why you'll be slaves here. Why don't you join the Minutemen? Why don't you join George Washington against the crown? Stay there, Mason, unless you finish up on the other side.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.